Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Don't forget, we've got Taylor Swift tickets all week. Be listening 9, noon, 3, and 5 for your cue to call. So last year, there was quite a snafu at the Oscars. You may recall
that for right about, there at the end.
Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, Bonnie and Clyde themselves were up there to give the final award. Mm-hmm. And he definitely looks confused and sees that the category is wrong. And she just glances over, sees the name is La La Land, and shouts it out. So everyone from La La Land heads on up to the stage. And then one of the guys from La La Land looks at the card and goes, Moonlight won, you guys. We didn't win. This is Moonlight. This is for the different category. Moonlight is the winner of the best picture.
Man, that guy. Now I'm sure everyone's like, you had to open your big fat trap.
Well, somebody had to.
Well, no, somebody didn't have to. It's like in football. If the next play gets called, then that's the call.
Yep.
It's too late. You can't go back on it now.
Nope.
We went to commercial.
They snapped the ball. That's the end of that.
Right.
Your chance to refute that is over. So PricewaterhouseCooper is the company that is, and I don't know, are they an accounting company? I'm not sure what exactly they do
so,
in
yes.
real life. But they handle all the voting, and so they get all the cards printed up, and they know who wins which Oscar. So La La Land was mistakenly announced, and they have decided to make some changes so that no more snafus happen.
They fired the guy who was tweeting through the whole show, right?
He is not fired.
Oh.
He is not going to be working at the Oscars.
Right.
But he and the woman who were involved did keep their day jobs there.
They were very busy with the tweeting, though,
weren't they?
They
were. In fact, the guy who apparently handed the wrong card had just posed with Emma Stone and had 30 seconds before, put up a tweet
of
their wonderful backstage time. So this year, surprise, you guys, phones are banned. Mm. They will be concentrating specifically on the job at hand.
That's cool. That's actually smart, and it's interesting. I told you I just gone through the Chappelle live stand-ups, mm-hmm. and at one point he references, because they keep doing shots of the audience, and you don't realize it, or I don't realize it because I'm used to an audience without phones, at least at some point in my life that existed. Mm-hmm. But he references that I took all your phones. And you go, oh, that's why everyone's paying attention.
Right.
And you don't hear any, because he made everyone give their phones in.
I actually like surrendering my phone. There have only been a few times that I've been asked to do it, and it's usually for, you know, sneak previews of movies or whatever. It hasn't been for a comedy show, although that makes sense. I mean, if you're a comedian and every bit of every show is up on YouTube and people are excited about the show and they're watching your bits, and then they go to your show and there's all the same bits they just saw. I mean, it kind of ruins what stand-up was. You got to tour that show. You got to tour all those jokes because
wrote an act.
No one in that town knew them
until
they were all up on YouTube.
What was the tweeting thing? I don't remember that part.
The tweeting
at the Academy Awards.
He had just tweeted out a picture of himself with Emma Stone. She had walked off the stage after winning whatever the hell she had just won.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, whatever this guy's name, I think I have his name here. I don't see it. But anyway, he posed with her backstage. Meanwhile, he's supposed to be in charge of handing out the next envelope, and he hands out the wrong envelope.
I see.
So they've banned the phones. That's not going to be happening anymore. They've got two new people. Their other partners at PwC. Their names are Rick Rosas and Kimberly Borden from the LA office. The new procedure provides that both the celebrity presenter and a stage manager confirm they've been given the correct envelope for the category that they're about to present. So there's going to be some actual double. The guy's going to hand it to them, and the stage manager and the presenter are both going to check the envelope, make sure this is the one. Additionally, the three balloting partners will attend show rehearsals and practice what to do if something goes wrong. So they're going to go to the rehearsal, and they're going to figure out what will happen if things go horribly
Someone run
wrong.
In and tackle Warren Beatty?
I guess so.
All right.
they institute, so there it is, prohibiting cell phones, and the ceremony's on March 4th. We did get the nominations this morning. I'll just give you a couple of these. They're all up at RadioAlice.com if you want to look at the whole
What's
list.
What's not there?
Well, I can't think of one thing, Vinny. I'm going to say everything. The best picture, I'll just do the best picture. Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread. That's the Daniel Day-Lewis one that just came out. The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Our movie reviewer says it's Three Billboards.
Yes, he does.
And he's been right so far at every other.
He is amazing, so I'm going to go with what he
said. And Blazing Saddle's the best.
You know what someone wrote in, and I'm trying to, like, I only remember the horse getting punched. And the,
which is
the,
horrible. The far, like, I don't even want to
Well, it's a joke.
That.
I mean, it's,
it
they don't
matter.
Really punch the
it's
horse.
Horrible.
But they didn't, right?
I doubt it.
There's a fart scene around the campfire, but someone wrote in and said, that movie is so racist.
Oh.
And you said you watch it all the time. Is it still racist?
I mean, listen.
Or is it now racist?
Sorry.
It was during a time. This is what Mel Brooks does. He takes very like controversial things and issues. Like, you know, he's a Jew and he's always making fun of Hitler. And he's like, you got to laugh at Hitler. Hitler this, Hitler. So that was the style of film back in the day.
That's
I remember
not really
seeing
controversial, though. I mean, making fun of Hitler as a Jew, it seems
right. So
okay.
I mean,
Hitler's not in Blazing Saddles.
No. Well, I don't know. They do reference Nazis, I think, in the film.
Oh. Is it because they dress the Indians aren't really Native American people, and they make them over the top? And
well, there's a black sheriff, and there's a lot of racism towards him.
Oh.
A lot.
I don't remember any of that.
So, I mean, he's the central figure of the whole film.
You know what's not racist?
What?
Dumb and Dumber.
Right.
Yeah. So, just quickly, because I know Hooman loves the whole actor-actress thing. In the Best Actress category, Sally Hawkins was nominated for The Shape of Water. Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside
She's
Ebbing.
Gonna win.
Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird, and Meryl Streep for The Post. This is her 21st Academy Award nomination. She is...
And I heard The Post isn't that good.
It doesn't look that good. I actually thought it was... The first time I saw the trailer for it, I thought, oh, this is like a spoof. It just seemed so over the top.
Really?
I'm sure it's great, though. It's nominated for everything, Benny. It must be great. Right? She is 68 years old. She already held the record for most nominations by a performer.
She's 68.
Mm-hmm. She has 9 more nominations than the next highest stars, who are Katherine Hepburn and Jack Nicholson.
So people need to get her surgeon, right?
Yeah. I mean, she looks amazing. Maybe she's just been nipping and tucking all along. Maybe she doesn't really look super jacked.
She doesn't have a jacked face. That's what I'm trying to say. She's at 68. She should be showing signs of aging and has none.
Mm-hmm. About
Frances looks like an old boot by comparison, right?
Well, Frances, yeah. I think she actually wears the old boot like a badge of honor. Like
and
it's
she's,
always been
and it's great.
Thing.
It works for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she's looking to play grittier stuff. And Meryl Streep, I don't think she was ever like a beauty queen. She always played sort of real looking people. Like I look at Jane Fonda and I got to say her surgery, you guys are right. I think we talked about this the other day. Her surgery has relaxed so much.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, she's in her 70s mm-hmm. and she's on that Frankie and Grace. It's a show that she does with Lily Tomlin where they sell dildos. I think they, you know, there turns out their husbands have been gay lovers for years.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the story.
Familiar, yeah.
Right. So they break up with their husbands and they get a dildo company going.
Really? Frankie and Grace.
Yeah. I did
Frankie
not
and
know
Grace.
That was the premise
yeah,
of the.
It's pretty funny. I've watched a few of the episodes and she just, she just looks absolutely beautiful now. Like, her face is really sort of relaxed into the latest
and
surgeries.
Yet she's in her 70s.
Right. She's looking good. Anyway, Meryl says...
Jane is 80.
Jane Fonda's 80 years old?
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
She looks 54, if that.
She doesn't even look that.
No. Well, you know, you can tell she's had a bunch of work done, yeah. So I always add time. But yeah, she looks amazing. Meryl Streep said of this year's nomination, "I'm honored beyond measure by this nomination for a film I love, a film that stands in defense of press freedom and inclusion of women's voices in the movement of history. Proud of the film and all her filmmakers. Thank you from a full heart." That's my Meryl Streep impersonation. She's only won a few of the... She's been nominated 21 times, and she won for Kramer versus Kramer in 1979, Sophie's Choice in 1982, and The Iron Lady. Was that the Margaret Thatcher film?
Yeah, it is.
In 2011.
That movie sucked.
Whoa.
Well, she was amazing at it.
Take it easy.
Evie and Randy Quaid, they've become a joke. They seem like total nut jobs. And if you haven't heard this story, they had fled the country and were living in Canada, saying that there were these people called the Star Whackers.
Don't forget the part of the story where they were staying in hotels here in America,
right,
and had destroyed the places and were being...
And then they
squatted.
I want
to say they were either getting a... They were on the lam for a big bill.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Like in Santa Barbara?
I want to say Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
They squatted in someone's guest house as well. Was that in... Yeah, Carpinteria sounds right.
Carpinteria.
But I remember them, maybe they were staying in a house and the people who lived there didn't know or something.
Anyway, funky was
there's been all
on.
Kinds of funky stuff with us. And yeah. They're right. They're like on the run and they're always trying to be secret as to where they are. And they were releasing these videos. And there was one that was even like a weird porn video where she had like Reagan's face
yeah.
on or something.
Oh, that was horrible.
Like a Reagan mask. And then the dog is in there as they're doing it. There have been all kinds of just craziness coming out of their corner. But they're saying in this particular story that they may be justified in some of their paranoia. They say they were among the victims of wiretapping private eye Anthony Pelicano and his inside man at the LAPD. Randy, they say, was nominated for an Oscar at one point. I don't know for what. The only thing I really remember Randy Quaid from is Independence Day. Isn't he the guy who shoots
He was in
plane?
Vacation.
In Vacation.
Oh, yeah, I don't really remember him from those. Yeah, they're saying Cousin Eddie.
He was in Brokeback Mountain too, I guess.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
You should see it. It's a nice love story.
I'm not really into love stories.
He got nominated in 1974 for Best Actor in a Supporting Role for a film called The Last Detail.
Oh, never heard of it.
Sounds good.
The Quaids claim to be victims of Star Whackers, a secret cabal that they say are responsible for the deaths of David Carradine and Heath Ledger. The couple said Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan were also targets. Now they say they've learned they were part of a recently settled class action suit against the LAPD and this insider there. His name is Sergeant Mark Arneson, who was paid by Pelicano to provide confidential law enforcement records on hundreds of people. Pelicano and Arneson are right now in prison. The suit was first filed in 2006. Evie said, "Everything we've said about being bugged, hacked, and tracked has been proven true." Their names were misspelled on the list of class victims, Evie said, and that was why no one informed them that they were on the list until the lawsuit was settled. The Quaids, I guess there is going to be a $285,000 payout, which will be divided among 345 victims. So they are not going to get paid because they've opted out of the class action suit because Evie says, "I want to know exactly what happened before I settle," because they're crazy people. Randy has a role in a movie that's coming out this year.
That's right.
His last movie was 09.
That's right. This movie's called Wait.
Yeah. They don't say anything about his role. Home video release of Balls Out, Gary the Tennis Coach was his last appearance in 2009.
I don't know.
I don't either. So anyway, apparently some of what they were yelling about actually seems to have been brought to fruition. but who knows what that'll end up meaning for them. I'm sorry, but no matter what has happened to them or how, if they've been pursued, or they've acted crazily enough that they have sort of a standalone problem.
Yeah.
No matter what comes out, that what wrongdoing might have happened to them, they've transcended that into
maybe
their own realm of insanity.
It's possible the general public at large hasn't been tainted by his nonsense, but you don't want your actors to take you out of roles you're trying to watch them in and only remember him weirdly humping his wife with a Reagan mask.
Right.
Like that. Now you're like, I can't watch this guy. I keep thinking of that nonsense they were up to. And wasn't there a dog barking in the thing
yes,
the whole time?
I mean, the dog was right there.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It was the weirdest, most awful bit of film I've ever seen. It was just like, oh, God, they're off the deep end. Game of Thrones, people.
Oh, boy.
And by Game of Thrones people, I mean people from Game of Thrones. Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark, and Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, they're best friends in real life, too.
Aww.
Oh.
In fact, they've posted a ton of videos together where they like have little sleepovers and stuff. And now it looks like Sophie Turner has asked Maisie Williams to be a bridesmaid in her wedding to Joe Jonas.
Oh.
She's marrying a Jonas brother.
Did you hear that one of the people from Game of Thrones will star as one of the guys in Motley Crue as they're making a movie about the book The Dirt?
I did hear about this. I heard that Machine Gun Kelly is going to play
Tommy Lee.
I think he's
who's
so handsome.
Bolton Ramsey?
Oh my God, you ready? Yeah, it's Ramsay Bolton is going to be one of...
He's the crazy dude with the dogs.
Yeah. That's the guy. He's going to play Mick Mars, right?
I'm just seeing the names of who's going to be
I think he's Mick Mars, and then the guy who plays in The Punisher...
Yes, he's going to be in it.
John...
No. The guy who's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, that guy who played Lee Harvey Oswald in the 11/22/63.
He's going to be, I think, Vince Neil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then I don't know. I don't recognize by name the guy who's going to play...
Nikki Six. Douglas Booth.
I don't know. Do you know
who
that is?
Can you look him up? What else has he been in?
So it's going to be an actual film?
It's a full...
It's based on like...
The book, The Dirt.
Right.
And it's about their careers.
Wow. That's
going to
be
good.
Cool. Yeah.
And actually, Tommy Lee said that he sat in on the read through and said, how many R's can you put on a film? Mm-hmm. He said in the opening scene... He doesn't even know how that's going to be showable.
The spaghetti incident? Huh.
I don't know which one it is, but it's...
There are rumors about things that they made groupies do that are so hideous.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're not going to know who Douglas Booth is. I know who he is.
Of course you do.
But did you guys see the movie? Did you guys see the movie Noah?
No.
Or Jupiter Ascending? He's been in a lot of kind of crappy films.
Is Noah the one with Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
He was also in a... film called Pride and Prejudice Zombies. I didn't see that.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. I did see that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he was in that, but he's kind of a lesser known
actor.
Bring
me the, because I remember some of the people from that. Bring me a picture of him. Anyway, Maisie Williams, Arya Stark is 20 years old now.
Is she really?
Can you believe that? She was asked in an interview this past Sunday.
I don't recognize him, but.
He's kind of a pretty boy, huh?
And he's going to be Nikki Six?
Yeah, Nikki Six is a pretty handsome dude. Him and Tommy Lee were like the handsome ones. Mm-hmm. And then
Mick
the
Mars.
Does that help?
I guess so, sure. He's handsome enough.
I don't know.
So she was, Arya Stark was doing an interview this past Sunday. And she was asked if she was already bidding for a role as a bridesmaid in the upcoming wedding, which I don't even think they've named a date yet. And she goes, I'm already in. I got the audition.
Yeah,
I got the part.
Yeah, she wants to be in her friend's wedding.
Oh, after you hear someone's getting married, don't you go dark?
Stop it.
I used to really
enjoy
weddings. I used to. But the last couple weddings I went to, family members, they were so beautiful. And I cried at both of them. And it was just... Oh, love.
You know what's funny?
Well, I don't know if it's because I'm old.
I love family weddings.
You know, dusty. My heart, and I'm old, dusty.
When I'm a friend of someone and I go there and I really don't know anybody else at the wedding, yeah. they're much less fun for me. But when it's mm-hmm. somebody in my family and it's yeah. basically a family reunion, I freaking love those.
Yeah, maybe that has thing. Something to do with it.
Anyway, I guess they've been dating since late 2016, got engaged in late 2017, and I think they're going to finish all the filming on Game of Thrones before they decide to.
Something tells me all your family weddings end in a jam.
They right. they do.
Right.
It's funny that you know that.
Oh, look at those two.
I know.
Oh, she's taller
so
than him.
Uh-oh, who is that?
Not me.
Fanny.
Wasn't me. It's not.
Wasn't me.
Oh, I don't have any.
Yeah, it's
oh,
you.
Damn it.
How dare you?
Who is
very
it?
Very dare. It's my
what
son.
Do they want?
It's my kid.
What does he want?
I don't know.
He's stuck at Berkeley.
Him. Hold on. Let me see what he's. Nothing. He's talking about vitamins.
What?
Oh, well, he's a sickly one, so
he
you
is.
Better get them for
right.
Him.
I'm going to get him some vitamins.
Is he better yet?
He is better.
Okay, good.
Knock wood. We're trying to keep him better. What's coming up, Ben?
I'll do that marriage story that I didn't get to last time. Also, safe words make the news.
Oh, safe words, yeah.
And how to have a happy teen after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So I have.
What's he laughing at?
He's all of a sudden he starts losing his mind and he yells, "We landed on the moon!"
Do you remember that line?
From Dumb and Dumber? No.
No, I don't remember that. What scene's it from?
Hold on. It's definitely Jim Carrey. Well, you should probably say stuff while I find this real quick.
Oh, all right. Let me do the Warriors thing.
Can you write this down for me just so I remember?
All right.
Next time we have a meeting with the new heads here at Intercom.
Yes.
We need Xfinity.
Yeah.
Internet in the studio. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Because I can't get anything to come up anymore now that people have shown up in the office.
Mm. Right. Oh, after 8 o'clock, forget about it.
Right.
Like it was bad
Slows
enough beforehand.
So.
We need Xfinity. All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at getfitkpsf.com. That's getfitkpsf.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
It's sad and sweet at the same time. There's a 68-year-old guy in New Zealand named Michael Joyce who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in 2010. He's been with his wife, Linda, for 34 years, and she's stuck by him through all of it. Mm. Earlier this month, he forgot they were married and proposed again.
Oh.
She was sitting in a lounge chair at their house when he walked into the room, looking nervous, and asked, "Will you marry me?" Instead of telling him they were already married, she said, of course she would. She said she didn't want to ruin the moment for him and figured he'd probably forget about it the next day anyway. And when they woke up the next morning, he hadn't forgotten. And he wanted to set our marriage date.
Oh!
Her friends helped her plan a lakeside ceremony for this past Saturday.
Oh, how lovely.
And a local wedding photographer did the photos for free. She said she kept expecting him to forget about it all week, but he never did. And the fact that he remembered 6 days straight was, quote, absolutely unbelievable.
That is so sweet.
That is pretty sweet, right?
Oh, let's see them? The happy couple. Alzheimer's is so
I like the story better when I hadn't seen a picture, but okay.
Hey, what's wrong with them?
Well,
they're
Sarah
so
wants to
cute.
Say.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong,
What's
with,
wrong
them.
With them. They're a little elderly.
They're, but they both have darker hair. Like
they
I
both
expected
have
them
wigs
to
on.
Be little old ladies.
Yeah.
They're beyond adorable. They're
oh, you're
so,
holding it up.
Yeah, I'm holding it up for the camera. So if you go to radioalice.com/watch, Vaughn, we'll switch it over. I don't know if there's too much glare.
Now,
or
is
what,
that but... story better than the Notebook story that you always, the
no.
movie, the
oh,
Notebook?
God, no.
No,
the Notebook is amazing.
Oh, okay.
The Notebook's amazing, Vinny.
I've never seen it. I wouldn't
it's
know.
So good.
Oh, you love it too?
Oh, yes,
everybody
and so
loves
my
it.
Husband.
You will cry your eyes out.
Well, I don't want to do that.
No,
well,
but in
don't
a beautiful
it.
Way.
It's a beautiful story. Mm-hmm. It really, truly is. We ain't through. We ain't never going to be through. I'm probably totally misquoting it, but God, it makes you fall in love with Ryan Gosling. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank God for my yeah. friends. So I was trying to find the scene because there's so many funny scenes in Dumb and Dumber that you just forget some of them.
Yeah, I don't remember this. We went to the moon.
So one of my friends just texted. He says that when he's leaving the bar after waiting for Mary to show up and she stands him up, they had an old newspaper framed on the wall that. And that's why he yells,
oh, that's
we landed on the moon! They're so stupid, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's why it's called Dumb and Dumber. It's the best movie of all time. I don't know who, anybody Swanson, doesn't
say love not that. Plenty of people are saying it's not the funniest
no,
movie.
No, plenty of people are also agreeing. No,
Swanson, no. Swanson.
Wrong.
Samsonite, that's it. The 10 most popular safe words couples use during sex.
Oh.
Do you have a safe word? You don't have to tell me what it is.
No,
I'm not
we actually don't have a safe word.
I do not.
Yeah. I feel I'm surprised that enough people were even able to answer this.
Well but we're not doing anything crazy enough.
I mean, he's pretty well aware if something's not going well. Like
ouch.
If I say stop it, like that, I guess our safe word is stop it. or don't or ouch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're
cut
not
the
doing
bleep.
Right.
There's
I mean,
plenty
I,
of things that
I guess there's people who are into a little spanking or choking or something and need to have a safe word. There's a couple on The Amazing Race right now.
And their word is?
Pineapple.
Number 2 on the list.
Is that so?
I wrote it right here, Amazing Race, next to pineapple, because I heard them saying that.
That's so funny. We joke about it all the time, like, what must their relationship be like? Because we watch that show with the kids, and we're talking about, you know, someone will be saying mean things, usually to me, and I'll be like, pineapple, stop it.
Red is the most popular. And I guess that comes from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
It means
red is their safe
stop
word?
On a traffic light, so it makes sense.
The new 50 Shades is coming out in a couple weeks. I am 1,000% not looking forward to that.
So don't watch it. You skip every other movie. I mean, just skip that one.
What movie did you say?
50 Shades.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing commercials for it.
What is the movie this week, and who are you reviewing it with?
There's no movie this week.
Oh.
It was The Maze Runner. It's really the only film coming out.
Kid movie.
Nobody cares about that.
Nobody.
Hey, are you going to review the Winchester movie?
Yeah, I'm going to do that the following week.
I'm seeing ads for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be good, isn't it?
I hope so.
Is that Michelle Williams?
Helen Mirren?
Oh, Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Right.
She plays the heir to the Winchester fortune.
Sarah Winchester.
And all of the people killed by the guns they produced haunt the mansion.
Ooh.
Oh, it's going to be good. You're going to see that?
Hooman hates scary movies, but he's
going to
see it.
Yeah,
I told him he has to. It's local. Get your booty in there.
Anyway, apparently a lot of the words are fruit. Banana, orange, peach, apple, before you get to vanilla, yellow, and blue. Also, unicorn is on the list of safe words couples use when they're doing it.
Well, it's good to have a safe word, I guess.
Yeah.
If you feel like you might need one, you probably do. Otherwise, just say, ow.
Well, yeah, I think
stop it.
The
no.
trip is that you would get an instant reaction out of me if you tried to choke me. I mean, I would, like, I couldn't even imagine you latching onto my throat.
Right.
What's this all about? What's happening
here? You know what automatically just hit someone.
Yeah, buck you right off the bed.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, but don't choke me.
Don't ever do that.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. And by the way, this session's over. You ruined it.
Oh, no, I was going to finish. I just, you know, climb back in. Just don't.
No.
Honestly, not around the throat. Not into that.
It's scary.
Right.
Yeah.
A new study looked at how happy adolescents are compared to how much time they spend on their phones and computers.
So this is how to make your teenagers happy.
The ones who were happiest only spent an hour a day on things like texting, video chatting, playing games, browsing the internet, and checking social media. Mm. Yes, 1 hour a day total.
Well, those are kids who have other things to do. The problem with trying to get your kid off the phone is that unless you can offer something else or force them to get a job or they have some other activity that they enjoy participating in, it's really difficult. That becomes their hobby.
Right.
Like their hobby's in their hand. I think that that just sounds like people who are more well-rounded are happier people.
Yeah, I mean, if your new goal is to become a YouTube star, then you're playing with your camera and your phone all day.
Yep. And no wonder you're not happy. And you're probably vitamin D deficient, too. Get out of the house, kid.
Kids who got 1 to 2 hours of screen time were happier than kids who got more than that. They were also happier than kids who got no screen time.
Oh, if you get no screen time...
It's too extreme.
I see. Well, you want to be in touch with your friends.
Well, and you're also clueless as to what everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right. If you're not on the latest app.
Well,
and everyone's talking about
the likes they got. If everyone's having a deep conversation about Rainbow Dash, you need to know that's a My Little Pony reference, and that's why, you know.
Are teenagers having that conversation?
I don't know what they're talking about. I have a four-year-old. I know
Rainbow
what
Dash
we're
is the one we're talking about. All right. Did you post that picture?
I didn't. I've been
you
busy.
You should post that. From
Sorry.
The Santa Cruz Warriors game that you went to.
It's good, too. You guys should check them out.
Mm. Well, they're going to be at Oracle this Sunday. Shame.
Sorry, there was paper in my bell. Anyway, that's the deal. So now you know. Happiest teens only get an hour of screen time a day. So I don't know how you're going to make that happen, but that's the way to... The problem, I think, becomes people who are like, I have a job. I have things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden I also have to spend all this time monitoring this
person. I'm the
phone
police.
And they hate me for it.
Right.
Because I've got to wrestle this thing away from them or turn off the internet connection or whatever.
Get a new password every single day.
And the people who do all of that with grace,
they're amazing. Good. You know what? Here's to you for all that hard work you do keeping your kid off the internet pipeline.
56% of Americans will stop to pick up a penny.
Oh, I will.
You will?
If it's heads up, I won't pick up a face down penny. All the luck's gone from that penny.
Yeah, I've said this many times. I'll drop pennies down because I know there are people who will get good luck from them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, if it lands right.
Sure. Find a penny, pick it up all the day. You'll have good luck. Find a penny, give it away. Have better luck for the rest of the day.
Most people, though, feel like pennies are useless now and there's no point. It's just pocket dirt.
Every time we talk about the pocket dirt that is pennies, people get mad because a lot of places do penny drives.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll gather pennies that people have saved up and they take them. And, you know, they are money. And every 100 of them is a buck. I know that's some hardcore math, you guys, but...
I'm still trying to figure it out.
So a lot of people will take pennies just because people find them so useless. But yeah, counting out pennies, and they just... They fill up your coin purse, and you never use them for anything, so then there they are. It's all you're like digging for anything silver.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
Ray Romano was originally cast in the 90s sitcom News Radio, but was fired before the pilot... when producers decided to take the character in a different direction.
Oh.
After an actor named Greg Lee replaced him, was also fired.
Oh.
Joe Rogan got the part for good.
Hmm. Oh.
It was him and Andy Dick.
Yeah.
On News Radio.
I forgot that he was in News
was
Radio.
Was Phil Hartman on?
You know what?
Yeah.
He was,
Phil Hartman
he was
mm-hmm.
great on that show, and so was Phil Hartman.
Yeah.
Ugh, God, I miss that guy.
Rest in peace, Phil.
Did
his wife kill him?
Yes, shot him.
Yep. And there were rumors about that lady, too.
Mm. Her coke use.
A psychological phenomenon called the pratfall effect says that if someone finds you attractive, doing something embarrassing makes you more attractive to them.
Oh. Like it humanizes you.
I guess.
I knew they weren't perfect.
And lastly, Quentin Tarantino's first job in Hollywood was as an Elvis impersonator on an episode of The Golden Girls in 1988.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Do you know that one?
I do not. I'll have to look out for that. Watched every weekend.
And you guys said today is National Hot Sauce Day?
No, I think that was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Because today is National Pie Day. Oh.
Yes, that's true, but we couldn't get a pie.
I thought Pie Day was 314.
No, that's this is Pie Day.
An actual pie, not the...
Pie.
Not the math.
But we always had to make pies to bring into school on Pie Day.
Oh, you did?
You did?
Yeah, it was like, you know, a way for the kids to remember about pie.
Oh.
I guess.
Okay.
I didn't know today was Pie Day. I do love pie.
And the kind of pie winning like? Pie is?
Apple.
It is apple.
Yeah.
Pumpkin came in second. Chocolate?
Like a chocolate cream pie?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pudding with like a whipped cream top. I actually like a key lime.
I like any kind of berry pie.
Oh, I do love. I you know what? I don't love a cherry pie. I don't like the shells of the cherry. That's a very like insect.
You ever had an icebox cake? It's a pie, and it's just like graham crackers with pudding on top. I think that's what my mom just used to make it. I think it was one of those things she made like. One of the janky, quickie things she'd make.
Yeah,
to
like Jell-O,
shut the
Jell-O
kids up.
Pies Jell-O or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
She called it an icebox cake. Icebox cake? But it was in a pie shape.
Uh huh.
No?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Apple winning pie, everybody. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We appreciate your contributions, and we got a lot of them today. I could not keep my eyes open during the post movie. So dull, I finally walked out, says 415.
Oh. Maybe you were just tired. Oh, you didn't see the post?
Mm-mm.
You should watch that probably, huh? It's with all the nominations.
Well, it's not going to win. Hasn't won anything yet, but all right, maybe.
Okay. I mean, three billboards
There's
all the
no
way.
There's no three billboards.
So you've already, three billboards has it in a headlock and it's done.
In my opinion, absolutely, yes.
All right.
100%.
That's going to be an interesting movie, The Dirt. Yeah, it will.
Yeah, you'll have to review that.
That's...
The story of Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Crazy rock and roll stories at the
At top. That level, yep.
Right. The worst or best, however you...
Plus, I don't know what his real name is, but that Machine Gun Kelly guy.
I'm not sure what it means.
It's hot.
Oh!
I was looking at pictures of him the other day, like, oh boy.
Is that right?
Might be my new guy. He's like 20 or something. I'm like, oh my God, he is delicious.
He's your new guy.
His real name is Colson Baker.
Colson? Funny.
Colson.
I think that dude's a model,
too. You think he's hot?
I do. Maybe I didn't see crappy pictures of him. He looks so hot in this. And like, just looked like a bad boy. I'm like, ooh, look at that.
A doofus.
Oh, yeah?
Doofus?
Show me a doofus picture of him.
You know, though, she'll see a picture of that guy with the big, giant mustache, gray hair and the big mustache. He looks, you know.
And the pictures I was looking
call
at,
me 20 years,
he has, like,
punk.
Spiky, short-cropped,
yeah, he has all kinds
dyed
of
blonde
looks.
Hair.
But just, when he smiles, ooh, don't smile.
Oh, he's got janky teeth?
It's just weird looking.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Maybe I'll look at some more pictures.
She points to his whole mouth region.
All that is weird.
That's
looking.
Too bad. Went to dinner Sunday evening at Vasco.
Oh, in Mill Valley.
Loved being in Sarah's little town of Mill Valley. The food was delicious and the staff were all amazing. Officially jealous of Sarah living in that office, that awesome town.
It's a great little town.
What is Vasco?
It's just a restaurant. I wouldn't even know if it was like an Italian or, I mean, it's like a lot of seafood.
You've never been?
I've been to Vasco a few times, sure.
All right.
My haunt, though, is D'Angelo's. I love the drink. I know the bartender. I love the drinks. Mm-hmm. I've been going there for years. Food's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but you like
sometimes
the drinks.
It's great. I love the drinks. And it's just so, you can always get tons of tables. You can always get a table. It's good.
And you can walk.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's only a mile.
There it is.
Stumble on home in the darkness.
I'll read the rest of your text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.